do gonk, rugonk? Or are we not playing that today?
How do you play the game?
You know, just take some emails, and they'll ask if something is gonk or regonk, and then you kind of rule on it.
Is this gonk or regonk? Well, our yuck monkey is Norm, who has given us tales of the actual history of white elephant and what that means. He's also done Nose in the News with some incredibly disturbing sexual death stories. Trying to follow in the footsteps of your leader, Gordon. And now it is time to further follow in the footsteps of your leader, Gordon, as you present us with 840 Fun.
I wanted to track back in history. John Daniels has been the general manager here for a long time. But before him, we suffered, staggered, wandered through the John Hart era as general manager, in which Tom Hicks spent wildly and then said, "Oh, Lord, I've spent too wildly." And the club rode an incredible roller coaster, somehow never reaching the top, but spending a lot of time at the bottom.
Bottom.
And bottom. Hart made strange moves or no moves, and often you could not find him during seasons, literally, where he would not appear or say anything, and that's what led the legendary Randy Galloway to call him an empty suit, which insulted Hart. So,
And was it true that he was always, because Rhines always said that he was always on number 7 at Dallas National. Was he a notorious golfer?
Yes, notorious golfer. And as seasons went bad, he disappeared and left poor Jerry Nairn one year hung out to dry with a team that was terribly given him. So he had made several moves, and I decided I would start my and end my career as a rapper with a...
Was this your idea?
This is my idea, totally written, totally recorded, on the rap memorializing the John Hart era.
His name's John Hart. He's the Rangers GM. But when the Rangers started losing, you couldn't find him. He signed all these rich guys, said just win, man. But when they took the field, they reminded us of Tin Man.
No Hart! No Hart!
Do we have the ability to pause?
The Rangers have no Hart! No Hart! No Hart!
Okay.
You got mad flow, Norm.
Let's just back up here.
The record scratch off the top.
So you had someone doing production. You wrote the song. You put together the tempo of it all. Mm-hmm. Who are these other people that are helping you?
This is assembled staff. We went out into the highways and byways of 3500 Maple and roped in production people, sales people who weren't doing anything, a couple of guys having donuts in the break room.
So the people singing No Hart are just random sales people?
It's just a random group assembled. They just did the refrain, "No Hart, No Hart, the Rangers have no Hart."
And who put this thing, who pieced it
and
all
you,
together?
You had envisioned that?
Yeah, I wrote it all to be a rap song. Yeah.
You know, Eminem like will squeeze in words, you know, here and there, but he makes it work.
No, it's,
you have a lot of moments like that in this
Norm. I'm a very amateur rapper here.
Really? I can't tell.
Something.
Go ahead.
We can't find the Rangers Hart.
In the locker room, there may be a cancer, but you can't go to this John to get an answer. The team Hart assembled was just plain scary, but once the season's over, they blame it all on Jerry.
No Hart, no Hart, the Rangers have no Hart. No Hart, no Hart. Oh, where is the Rangers Hart?
None of his hitters will take a walk, but you can't get this Hart to talk. What's he afraid of? Rhines and Grego? You could build a better team with a box of Lego.
No Hart! No Hart!
I don't think I've ever gotten this far in the song.
It does seem, though, that the genesis of all this has to be you were trying to book him as a guest. And you could never get him because you're in every other line. It's about how we can't find him. We can't get him to talk.
Had him as a guest. He can be unbelievably insightful. He's a smart baseball guy. But part of a general manager's job is to be out there regardless of the situation. And, oh, boy, you talk about disappearing like rain on sand at times. Holy cow.
Okay.
Hart! No Hart! We can't find the Rangers Hart!
He said, buy tickets, that the Rangers losing ways were all behind him. But then the season fell apart, and even a St. Bernard couldn't find him. Last place again, Ranger fans have seen enough. This season's team film qualifies as snuff.
No heart, no heart. The Rangers have no heart. No heart, no heart. Oh, where is the Rangers' heart?
He signed Juan and Park and threw money at Rocker. Now he's telling Pudge, clean out your locker. He was big in Cleveland, the mistake by the lake. But his first year here was one huge emergency break.
No heart, no heart. The Rangers have no heart. No heart, no heart. We can't find the Rangers' heart.
He won't talk to Hanson, says no to the musers, when all they want to ask is, who assembled these losers? Does he have a plan? Does he even have humor? For all we know, John Hart's just a rumor.
No heart, no heart. The Rangers have no heart. No heart, no heart. Oh, where is the Rangers' heart?
Will the fans be back? Are the rookies quick
burners? Who is the guy doing the stretching stuff?
No. Burners. But the biggest question to ask from Terry Tony to Van Zandt is how soon can the Rangers get their heart transplant?
No heart! No heart!
Just so
Rangers
shoehorned together.
No heart! No heart! The Rangers don't need heart!
So fat, boys!
Was this called Norm and the Plain White Rappers?
Yes, Norm and the Plain White Rappers.
Was Frito the producer then? He was gone. No, he was.
No, it
was
been Frito.
Yeah, it was Frito.
And when we did it at Ticket Stock, it was Norm and his Nothing But Tens entourage.
Because you had chicks.
We got all the sales girls together to do the...
Oh, man, the funniest is just you cramming words.
So many words.
So much information.
Man, it's so much information.
As long as the last one rhymes with the last one of the next line, you're good.
The meter was a little off, and the, you know, the words got a little wordy.
All right, we need to challenge you to do one more rap song. Let's pick another general manager that you can, let's say the Cowboys fold up here and go 8-8, and you need a cowboy rap.
I'll do a cowboy rap at the end of the season.
It's
got to
be the exact same production value, though.
No, we can do better than that.
So cheap.
Family.
All right, what else?
It'll surprise you, by the way, to tell you that that was not recorded many times.
Really?
Yes.
First take?
First, second, piece together, first and second, you know, stuff like that.
Not bad.